comedy podcast, comedy podcast. Get your ass ready for a comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast, comedy podcast. A certified motherfucking comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together, it's a certified fucking good time.
Yeah!
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Alex Jones, the government!
Okay, I am Roland.
Welcome back, listener, to another installment of Are You Into Bus Stuff?
It's the only comedy podcast about America's roadway fatality crisis. We're coming at you hot in 2025 with the latest and greatest in traffic deaths news, memes, content, riffs, vlogs, collectibles, digital collectibles, dick pills.
Yep, dick pills, turmeric pills. We've got all of the miracle supplements that will protect you in the case of a car crash on our merch store. So go there right now if you want to protect you and your family from something that kills about 300 9/11s of people every 20 years.
A Smith & Wesson is the only thing that will protect you from the government, but our dick pills will protect you from a life of loneliness and isolation. Buy our dick pills. We're broke. Thanks to the guy who sent. What was his name? I think his name was Orb. Thanks to Orb, who sent us $100.
Orb sent us $100, which, I mean, that would, I mean, an Orb did this out of the goodness of their heart, and this would have bought Orb a ton of dick pills if they had gone that route, but, you know, to each their own.
Orb, if you want to get in touch with us, we will send you a t-shirt.
Or I guess we can arrange for some dick pills. We don't actually sell dick pills on the merch store. If you're curious about what is there, you can go to roadway.report. There's some new improvements that have been pushed to the site. There's a new universal toolbar throughout the site, which is quite nifty. Makes it a little easier to navigate to all of your dick pill needs.
It's not that people are excited about the menu bar. No, I'm more excited than anyone about the menu bar. But it's something about the menu bar that sort of just makes the website feel like a real website. Yeah, it helps a lot. It helps a lot with, like, it feels like a real website. I don't know. There's no other way to say it. I'm very excited about the menu bar.
Yeah, the menu bar is excellent. We removed some wonderful AI slop from the website as well. So
I
encourage you to go check it
out. We added a lot more. As well, I added so much AI slop to the website to try to get Google to index the page for stuff like Arizona car crash, and it sort of worked. We'll see. Like, there was some uptick in traffic from Google, but there's still other stuff that we need to come up for, like Vision Zero and like car crash death map. All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Car crash, invincibility, miracle, medication.
The death map. It would be cool if we were up there for the death map.
Yeah, what does come up if you search the death map on google.com?
Not us, I tell you that.
Well, it definitely should be us. We are the bona fide death map.
Rainforest Journalism Fund, CDC, The Atlantic, National Institute of Health.
You see, the mainstream media and the government want to silence you, listener. They don't want to allow you to access the real bona fide death map. They don't want you to be able to add your comments and your insights into why certain areas are dangerous and why this crisis is a manageable and preventable situation. They just want you to read The Atlantic. They want you to read the CDC's website. They want you to go online and look at the rainforest. Oh, great. That's going to definitely be around in 25 years. Hey, listener.
The government doesn't want you to look at the death map, but neither does Google. I don't even know. We do now rank on the front page for a handful of like niche things. I'm talking very niche things. One sec. And as a result of the, first of all, did you know if you ask ChatGPT what Roadway Report is, it like if you ask it what Roadway.report is, it like gets it right. It more or less gets it right. That's insane to me.
Yeah, but that's what it does. That's what it does. I was using some AI for some of my real job earlier today, and I was sort of amazed at some of the things that it was inferring. I was using it to essentially draw up notes, and it was amazing that it understood some of the like context clues. I was really impressed.
Okay, so the top things, top queries on Google driving results to the site are, of course, Roadway Report. But Kansas fatal accident reports, Oklahoma fatal accident reports, list of car accidents by county, South Dakota car accidents today map, fatality reports, Tennessee fatal accident reports, free car accident reports, Idaho today, Arkansas. This is kind of what we're getting. Fatal car accident reports, Idaho today free. We probably can't help that guy. I don't know.
We need to be pushing more like blog style posts to the site. I bet that there's more people searching like California road deaths map, but I bet there's results that come up higher. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah, so that's the reason we're showing up on the front page in just like a handful of rural areas.
For Idaho, yeah.
We're like number 70 on most of... Yeah, we're like way down on the fifth page or whatever for most urban areas.
Yeah, we need to like host that U2 song. Or I guess it was the whole album, but one of those... you remember the U2 album that they pushed to all of our phones back in the day? And one of those songs is so bad, and I love it. And it goes a little something like this. It goes, California, where I fell in love with the shiny sea. It's really, really stupid, but we should be hosting that song on our website to get more California traffic, right? We want some Highway 1, Pacific Coast Highway, good vibes, billionaire traffic on our website.
We got to just have better content. I think we just need to be funnier, and the rest will work itself out, including traffic deaths.
Well, I don't have a ton of transportation.
I got some good stuff.
Yeah. Lead the way.
What's the deal with traffic deaths?
Let's start with traffic deaths?
And among the flame wars I've started online this week were the city has published its like decades review of Austin Vision Zero. So we adopted the Vision Zero mindset roughly 10 years ago. And in that time, pedestrian deaths in the county that Austin is in have almost doubled. The chart looks so bad. We can link that in the show notes.
Yeah, I'm often saying, why do we call it Vision Zero when our actions are clearly leading us to a Vision Infinity?
But one of the interesting things that the city chose to lead with in one of their Reddit threads was that, like, ballpark 50% of all of the pedestrian deaths in the city were homeless people. Independent of the city, like, choosing to use, like, saying, like, this is one of our core conclusions, is that the pedestrians are bums. just pondering on what that says about us as a society, right? If you are a person in society who is left behind and is unable to keep yourself safe, like, this is how we dispose of you.
Well, what was the tone of the report like, wow, we're making progress, or was the tone of the report sort of like face looking it in the face?
Let's see, let's pull this up. I didn't prepare this. We're just kind of riffing today, folks.
Because that's something we talk about on the pod a lot. It's the most disenfranchised people who are affected by all of the policies that lead to our extremely dangerous and deadly transportation network, all the way from redlining and urban renewal and freeway expansion, like all of those things happened along socioeconomic lines with an intentional effect of marginalizing certain groups of people. And so it's no surprise that, you know, more homeless people are being hit by cars than people who live in houses. I mean, when you're in your house, we've talked about this before too. When you're in your house, you're less likely to get hit by a car. You're never safe. I want to be clear. You're never, never safe. But when you're on the third floor of your apartment building, you're less likely to get hit by a car.
Okay. It just gets worse and worse, man. So the headline is Fatal Crashes in Austin Down After Decade of Vision Zero. And just to, it's unfortunate.
It's a bold-faced lie.
I want to scream. Right. So here it is. The paragraph that clarifies this statement is the fourth paragraph, and it says, in the last 10 years, Vision Zero has added 500 pedestrian crossings, 320 miles of upgraded sidewalks, more than 100 miles of bicycle facilities, and 600 safe routes to school projects. In the last 2 years, fatal and serious crashes have been down, according to Austin's transportation department. So, fatal crashes in Austin down after decade of Vision Zero, meaning down in the last 2 years. And if you look at enough crash charts, like I do, there's like a quasi-random nature to this study of transportation safety, right? You can't predict in advance where and when these incidents are going to occur. There's a degree of randomness to it, even if you can predict that they're going to happen, right, in general.
Yeah, because it's human beings going about their lives, navigating the city. It's extremely difficult to really get granular.
The line is squiggly, right? But if you want to look at longer-term trends, you take a moving average of the incidence of serious injuries and deaths. So to say that like a two-year dip is a significant trend in traffic safety is sort of a joke.
Yeah, from people who call themselves engineers, like it's pretty insulting.
The data also found that in the case of fatal or serious injury crashes involving a cyclist or pedestrian, 40 to 60% are homeless. That's so dank that the city is like, 40 to 60% of pedestrians are homeless.
Is there like an exclamation mark and a happy face? Is it like, hey, you know, we've already relegated these people to the fringes of society and now we have a great way of disposing of them. Go car world. Or like, is there any follow-up to that statistic?
Come again?
Is there any follow-up to that statistic? How are they framing that statistic? Because to me, it's sort of, it's only relevant if you're considering like either protecting the most marginalized or demonizing them. Like there's really no middle ground.
No, it's what we've tried to do is work closely with the city's homeless strategy office to try to identify those hot spots around the city where we can invest in things like lighting and safe crossings to try to reduce those risks. We've also worked closely with TxDOT to try to find ways to reduce people crossing our major highways where there's a lot of risks. So one of the big successes we've had in the last 10 years is working with TxDOT with Vision Zero is a temporary pedestrian barrier on I-35. And that's really decreased the number of fatalities on I-35. And we've also worked with them to get permanent pedestrian crossings as part of their I-35 effort.
That's a non sequitur.
I wanna fact check like exactly how many deaths, like, you know, like what do the numbers say for the last decade?
Right.
You know, let's see if the city's dashboard is adequate for this, because the problem with the roadway report data is that
it's not current. Yeah.
The municipal boundaries are so squiggly and complicated.
That's true too. Yeah.
It's not always super accurate at the city level. It tends to be a little more accurate at the county level. So I can easily query like trends in Travis County, but
yeah, it's a little
to do it for Austin, it might not be as reliable.
Yeah, it's a little more neat and tidy in like the city and county of Denver, for instance, where it's all one. All the statistics are the same.
All hail Denver City County.
City County of Denver, the real King County. Go home, Seattle.
All right, we're pulling up the Vision Zero viewer, folks. God, they always do this. They always fucking kept. Metro does this too, where it's like they just pull the data that makes the trend look least shitty.
Yep.
Like they'll truncate the time frame. Well, they're just tired enough to where you can't really tell what's going on.
Well, they're sick of getting your emails, but little do they know.
Saying you should be shot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The government is out to get me, but I won't be stopped because I've got the power of independent media, and I've got the Gunner Army on my side, and they fear me, baby, because you can't kill Jesus. You can't kill an idea, baby. I'm coming for you, government.
They famously did kill Jesus.
And he's back, baby.
But he's
better
back
than ever.
He's back and better than ever.
Okay, I gotta know. I gotta query this real quick. I gotta find Austin's city ID.
Yeah, we had some similar news here in the city and county of Denver. Our pedestrian fatalities over the last couple of years have increased by about 50%. And this is at the same time when the very first thing in my ballot, we are voting here, coming up first week of November, and we have mail-in voting. It's rather nice. It does work pretty well. But the very first thing, 2A, is essentially voting to allocate the Denver Vibrant Bond funds, which is a just veritable shitload of money, and it's gonna increase the debt limit, the overall debt limit that we have by about double, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. It's just so much money, and it's just so thinly veiled. Like, all of the projects in the bond are like improve multimodal access on 38th Avenue. But they purposefully, in the preparation of the items that are going to be funded by this bond, removed all of the cycling-focused projects. And there's, like, very, very slight improvements to major intersections where it's going to, like, change the signal timing and things like that. But there's really no infrastructure changes at all. It's going to increase the city's debts by just a shitload. When we could just build Vamos, which our city council has committed to doing, a majority of our city council members have committed to doing. Vamos is a low-cost, complete bike network through Denver, which uses neighborhood streets, which is in a lot of neighborhoods have been trialed and has been highly supported, which essentially close certain roads to automobile traffic and allow bike thoroughfares. So it would create a complete bike network throughout the city. But the city government and the powers that be that pull the strings in the city government, including like the Denver Broncos, right, are leveraging this rhetoric to say like, oh, well, this isn't a good solution because we need protected bike lanes and we need multimodal improvements at every crossing, blah, 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 blah. And it's just, it's deeply disingenuous. And the way that the bill is presented, I'm sure it's going to pass because folks aren't very well educated. Maybe it won't, but I fully expect it to pass, but I'm voting against it for what it's worth if we have any other Denver listeners out there, because it's just throwing more money at increasing car infrastructure essentially just locking us in to the status quo for another 20, 30, 40 years, which in Denver we can't tolerate because hundreds of people are dying on our streets every year.
Okay, we got some data, baby.
Data, data, data.
So overall, it's kind of been mostly the same in the city of Austin. In 2015, what year did our Vision Zero start?
Vision Zero, didn't that start in the year 33 AD?
This month marks 10 years since Vision Zero started, so that would be 2015. So in 2015, we had 105 roadway deaths, but it's like, it's about the same. It's still about 100. That's what the data says.
Yeah, it's still hundreds of people. It's still dozens and dozens of people, several people every month. Like, it is death. This is human loss. These are people's lives. These are people's brothers, fathers, mothers, daughters, sisters, children, enemies, crushes. You know.
Okay, and then now specifically pedestrians, it's not the same. It's like a little bit more. And if you factor in like new non-motorists, like people on scooters, and basically a whole category of transportation is burgeoning, flowering, if you will, micromobility, baby, e-bikes, people who couldn't bike before but now can because of e-bicycling, fucking the one-wheel guys. Have you met a one-wheel guy in Denver? Because we
got
him here.
Oh, yeah. We got tons of one-wheelers here. I see him all the time. I worked with one for a while.
Wow. Was he cool?
I mean, they are a special breed for sure. I don't know if any of our listeners out there are one-wheel guys. It would sort of track, honestly. But
It would.
I feel like people would assume that we are one-wheel guys. But yeah, they're weird. They're weird.
No, I'm more of like a road bike guy. Like a 10-speed kind of guy, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I'm like a really practical bike kind of guy. I'm sort of like whatever makes you comfortable kind of guy. Like, I don't prioritize speed. I mostly ride a mountain bike around, but I respect people on their cruisers and on their single speeds. And anytime I see someone riding by a Lycra, I just kick them.
I more or less, for the last 12 years, I've done the majority of my transportation on like steel bicycles that are older than me. Like most of my miles traveled in the world, including like the few times I do drive or fly. I mean, unless I racked up enough flight miles when I had a real job, I'm pretty sure I've traveled more miles on the bike than anything else in the last decade.
Yeah.
And all of them would have been on bikes older than me.
Mm-hmm. You do all your gooning on a machine that's older than you too, don't you?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. You got that vintage blow up machine.
I read a book on addiction recently, and one of the guys in the addiction book had like a device it was like a battery that he basically like a car battery that he took up to his penis, and it would like shock him, and it would feel like he'd use it to masturbate. And it's the way he describes it in the book makes it sound like, oh yeah, just like 100% the best thing ever. and it ruined his life.
Excellent veiled response to my question, and thanks for letting us know that you're hooking your penis up to a car battery in order to execute your gooning needs.
Bro, once you get there's no turning back. It's like dabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you're dabbing at work in the bathroom, you're done. If you want to toast one on the way to work, you know, in the Toyota, mm-hmm. that's fine. But once you're hitting that vape pen on the clock and you become a full zombie at close.
I mean, but then it has like the adverse effect. It becomes like something that they rely on. You know what I mean? Like I had a guy who worked for me for a little while. He was on my team. He was a really good salesperson, but like he was sort of like out of it and groggy. And then he'd take a couple of dabs and he'd be ready to go. It was pretty crazy. It was sort of like his cup of joe.
That's so good.
This is why we need more people behind the wheel. We need more people behind the wheel in larger cars, because we know they're out there hitting the dabs, doing a couple little snip snaps, shooting up, whatever your choice is, you know, zapping your thingy with your jumper cables from your Mazda, whatever the case may be. You need to do that, and then you need to get behind the wheel of the car, and you need to go as fast as you can, okay?
Do you need a jump, sir? Oh, actually, I do. To the penis.
Excuse me, waiter. What voltage batteries do you have that you can attach to my wang?
Waiter, my penis. It needs to be electric.
Waiter, my gay son's penis. It's needing a jolt, if you know what I mean. What sort of vermouth do you have?
Your car battery. Oh, waiter. Oh, waiter. Bro, this is a long week of being a waiter, I tell you that.
Yeah, it's is it cooling down at all there? It's properly fall here.
It is. The weather's been lovely.
That's a good thing. That helps for your commute. Has the restaurant been busier?
Yeah. Because it's like a garden, so it's been chill. God damn, I'm so done. I'm toast, bro.
Have you tried dabbing in the bathroom?
I do. I mean, I torch one on the way to work, and then I, roast a couple.
Yeah, but you're talking about roasting a bone. You're talking about smoking a joint. You need to rip a dab straight to the dome.
I need to get a dab pen, and I need to hit it once every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
At work. Rip a blink. Offer each guest, would you like to rip a blinky with that?
Would you like a little sip off of my Benjamin, sir? Excuse me, do you have a Benjamin Franklin that I could use? I need to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Did Benjamin Franklin sign the Declaration of Independence?
I mean, fucking, she should have.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was just a guy.
Yeah, but they were all guys. That was the idea.
I'm looking that up.
I feel like he did. I feel like because he was what, the third president, the second president? I don't know. Was he president? He wasn't the president, was he?
Oh, wow. One of only six men to sign both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution.
Wow. ¿Cómo se dice? Founding father.
Yeah. Ben Franklin was a real one.
He was a pervert.
Isn't that why? Never mind.
Well, that's your name, right? Benjamin Franklin Carnero, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I said your full name. Cut that.
The government knows who we are.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of the government, did you see the...
they can't stop us.
Did you see the... it was the NSM7, PMNSM, the presidential memorandum regarding... and it's straight out of fucking Philip K. Dick. They're like trying to preempt crime, right? They're like trying to identify crimes before they would happen. And so they are identifying and adding to the terrorism list, the list of potential terrorists. And these are people historically to end up on this list who need to have a proven relationship to a foreign terrorism group like, Al-Qaeda or ISIS, these folks that, are considered the bad guys, right? So they've created this list, and the list of things that you have to do to potentially be added to this list is engage in rhetoric that is anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-Christianity, as well as engaging in supporting radical gender ideology. So... Listener, if this is playing in your ears, you may be on that list.
We are funded by Gay ISIS.
It's actually gay.
We support both ISIS and the gays.
Mm-hmm. It's gay Chinese ISIS, to be clear.
China. Bro, he ruined the word China for me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Biden also ruined the word China. China.
Biden ruined Jack. Listen here, Jack.
Malarkey was also a pretty fun word. That one sort of went by the wayside.
He brought that back.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
So I want to take a moment to let the listener and the feds out there know that we strongly support, Christian capitalism. Especially as it relates to these great United States of America. We need wider roads so that we can barrel down the corridor in our six-door Tahoe or Suburban. This is the American dream that we want. We want wider roads so that we can get more people. I mean, if we just remove all the pedestrians from the street and all the cyclists, there won't be any pedestrian or cyclist fatalities. So if we can get folks rolling down the road in a vehicle that's like twice the size of a Chevy Suburban, we can fit all those pedestrians into that vehicle and we can blast.
You just make space in the car.
Exactly. And then we can blast Christian radio. We can get those deviants off the street. This is what we're about at Roadway Report. So I just want to be
Are
really
you
clear.
With the Zorb ball?
Yeah, remind
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so like yeah, a Zord, yeah, yeah. So it's like you get in it's like a big inflatable ball and you get in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we should just have everybody take one of those instead of a car.
That would work. Yeah, run around like a little hamster.
I feel like the person who would get to work fastest is just like the person who could run the fastest. And like if like a fucking God forbid anybody get in your way, like you just run right through them.
If you can't run to work or school in 15 or 20 minutes, then you need to get a faster Zorb ball.
I was doing my bit at work to my drivey coworkers, to my loser coworkers, to the pussies I call my coworkers, and I was just lamenting that it's always, oh, I can't bike to work, it's too far, and it's never, I'm too weak, I'm too scared. It's never, I'm too weak to bike to work, I'm too scared to bike to work. It's always, it's too far to bike to work. It's not too far to bike to work. You're too weak to bike to work.
If you feel...
It's not even that far. It's rarely that far at all. It's usually, I'm too scared to bike to work. I've never imagined biking to work. I'm a little baby.
Well, and if you feel too scared or too weak to bike to work, the United States government is going to be releasing some turmeric pills, which you can take, which will relieve your fear and your weakness, and then you'll be able to bike to work just like the Chads in your store.
I don't think the government wants us to bike to work. I'm upset. I'm really quite upset. My girlfriend's apartment is like 1 mile away from my apartment. But in order to get there safely, I have to bike 2 miles. You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Does she ever bike?
Just like, does she ever bike? Affects you every day.
Does she ever?
And she doesn't bike at all.
Right. So do you call her weak?
No. No. She's the only person. My wife is the only person who's allowed to drive. Okay? Right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say if you're a good person and you're forced to compromise on your principles in your daily life, it's more than likely because of the love that you have in your heart.
Or money. Buy my wife. Name your price. If someone were to offer to buy your wife, what would your price be? Is what I'm trying to say.
I guess, like, would I trade my wife for all traffic deaths in America being eradicated? Like, that feels like the moral, that feels like the real moral question for me, because there's no like monetary price. Like, that's not, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't have a price, but like, if it could end, like, it's the trolley problem, right? If it could end suffering.
But it is the trolley problem. Choosing to bike to work is the modern day trolley problem. You can either choose to put yourself at risk and avoid the capacity to kill entirely, or you can choose to protect yourself at the expense of society at large.
Yeah, but you're not really protecting yourself. You're pretty likely to get hurt or killed inside your car.
You are much safer than a person walking down the street. Per mile, per hour, per whatever. It's definitely safer to be in a car.
Right, but it's not, you're not safe, is what I'm saying. It is an illusion of safety. You are way safer riding the bus or riding the train. Like, it is not the safest way to get around.
The safest way to get around is to stay home forever.
The safest way to get around is to get your Zorb ball and to bounce it higher than all of your neighbors.
We're going to Zorb all over Denver.
Yeah, we should.
They're going to be like,
we should definitely.
You can't even get injured by a car. If you get hit by a car in a Zorb ball, nothing happens.
No, you just.
It's just a more fun Zorb experience.
Exactly. Like, it's a bonus. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, no, like, this is where the government is headed. They're going to be suggesting ridiculous solutions like supplements for our chronic health issues. They're going to be recommending Zorb balls to replace cars in our transportation network. This is where we're headed. It's going to be a chaotic and ridiculous time. That's just the nature of it. Like, we are entering an incredible time. I mean, people are being snatched off the streets in Chicago and Portland. ICE was in my parents' little tiny town in New Mexico.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, this is actual fascism. It's happening now. If you're not standing up and at least speaking against it, like, if you support this shit, you are an actual Nazi, and you should leave.
We gotta take back the streets. We gotta get on our bikes. We gotta get in our Zorb balls. And we gotta take back the streets from the fascists.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't like the whole government kidnapping people thing, but you know, we're just a death map. We're not like a Mexican death map or anything.
No, we are a Chinese jihadist homosexual death map.
Right. We're funded by ISIS.
Yeah, but we're 100% American.
We have known links to Al Qaeda, meaning URLs. we know about URLs.
Well, and we have a couple of known links to Boko Haram as well. But those are freaky links. Those are like booty calls.
Yeah. Oh, you know who my boys are? Hezbollah. I love those boys. My boys, guys, my guys.
They're just sweet boys.
Sweet boys trying to make Lebanon great again. Okay? We're all just trying to make our respective Americas great again.
Ain't that the truth?
Take back the streets, Hezbollah.
It's pretty amazing to consider that I'm concerned that the U.S. government is going to perceive our stoking of what is called the Gooner Army to be like a legitimate call to action to make the world less safe. It's a pretty incredible, like, full circle feeling to have from, like, my initial feelings about being like, Ben, stop saying Gooner Army. Like, we can't center this podcast around the Gooners, to, like, sort of coming around on it and, you know, buying in on the bit, to now, like, oh God, like, is this what ends? Like, is this what throws us in prison in a couple years? Because, like, we've descended completely into chaos.
I think the more real the Alex Jones this, the more the Alex Jones permeates our brand identity, I think the more legitimate we become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're validated in his warm embrace, the warm embrace of his gravelly voice.
Warm like gravy. A delicious gravy.
Hey, chat, make me a gif of Alex Jones pouring gravy all over the Gooner Army.
Good gravy, Gooner Army. I'm mad as hell.
So, the kids, you think they're all right?
No, I don't think the kids are all right at all.
No, I mean, how could they be?
I don't know. So, I think some of the things I've been dwelling on recently for Death Map, first and foremost, the death map is looking good. It's looking more real than ever. It's got a little bit of additional traffic right now. You know, these are like small wins, but they add up over time. So pleased with some recent results. Next steps. I don't know. We got to get the death map in the hands of people who want it. I was reading today about like the Vision Zero mindset, the Vision Zero solution. And part of that process is identifying high injury networks. And I was just thinking, yes, about how, you know, that could be our in. We can sell that.
Yeah. I mean, that has been our sort of in thus far with some of the folks we've been talking with. That is something that, you know, they're telling us, people that run organizations, you know, are telling us that that is what they're interested in mapping. And I think, yeah, I mean, helping maybe places that don't yet have their high injury network yet identified, yeah, like these mid-size cities, because, you know, like one stoplight towns, like all the deaths are going to happen on the state freeway that runs through their town. Everybody knows that, you know, not to cross that road, it's the dangerous spot. But like these mid-size cities that haven't had the interest or the funding to research these things, we could definitely help them, you know, I think take those next steps.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, I've been looking at some of the available injury data. So let's just say I pull, like, a decade, the most recent decade of injury data for a given state. We have, like, an abundance of information on severe crashes, right? Generally, when you're trying to interpret the engineering safety of a roadway, you're not really counting deaths or injuries so much as you're counting the incidents of, like, basically just the count of crashes that produce at least one serious injury or death.
Right, crash is that base
variable. It's like if one crash kills seven people, that counts the same as like one crash killing one person. And generally, like one crash causing one serious injury, it counts like 2/3 as much as, or, you know, like a little bit less than a crash causing a fatality. They're sort of interchangeable, right? Like if you are dismembered in a car, the severity of the incident is roughly the same as getting killed, right? Because the tier of injury just below fatality is like disabled in the incident.
And for any given crash, there are variables outside of the roadway that contribute to the severity of the injury or whether it's a fatality or not. For instance, like the age of the person, the fitness of the person, the type of vehicle,
right.
Just like the randomness of, you know, the hit being six, you know, the collision being 6 inches further in, so where it, you know, cuts your neck open. Right. I hear what you're saying.
So I don't know. It's just I was looking into some states pulling their injury data. I actually pulled the Texas data from the website, but I haven't processed it into anything yet because I'm trying to design a schema to sort of hold the injury data right on a state by state basis. I don't know. One solution is to just create a table, like a few tables for each state. And add like, you know, potentially 150 new tables. The other way would be to have three tables and just like have like a state marker. But the states sort of feed it in a different format. And I don't know. The biggest issue so far is that Denver or Colorado publishes, it doesn't publish all the people in the data set. So it only publishes like the driver. And information on the driver of each vehicle involved. So, like, let's just say, you know, you run your car off the road with your girlfriend in the passenger seat and you both die. The Colorado data doesn't feed me, like, the age and sex of the passenger.
Does it tell you that there were two fatalities?
It does, right? But I do want to store the passenger if available. But then I'd be creating an inconsistency between the injury and death count and the like person level objects in the database. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd have a record of like the driver and I'd have no person record for the, I could just create a person record that has null values or like unknown.
That's what I was about to suggest, was a dummy person record for whenever there is another person. Certainly, but no data.
Okay, yeah, that's the answer. Yeah, I've been thinking about this all day. For the last couple times I'd opened my computer to write some code, I had not written any code at all. I'd just been chewing on this problem. So I'm happy we worked that out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is of course between breaks. Strapping jumper cables to your
my penis.
Thingy.
Yeah. Shock me up, boys. Bzz. Oh, yeah. Bzz. That's good. Bzz. Give it to me. Bzz.
Fire up that Mazda.
The government doesn't want you to have an electronic girlfriend. The government wants you to have a.
I got nothing. I'm hanging on strings here.
Yeah, I'm not too far behind. I I had an extremely busy few weeks. I know we've not been pumping out podcast episodes, so thanks for your patience, listener. I was, among my normal duties, I was also stage managing a play / haunted house. If you're in the Breckenridge area, you could go check that out. It's really cool. It's like a cult. You kind of get initiated into a cult. It's from the sick mind of my friend Harrison. He kind of came up with this, and it's a really interesting experience, but it was a lot of work. We built everything from scratch and, you know, put everything up in like 8 or 9 days. So I was like working 8 to 10 hours a day at my normal job and then working at the theater, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. So it was a lot. So I'm still catching up on sleep and catching up on all my admin stuff and trying to spend some time with my family. I was on my bike yesterday for the first time in like 3 weeks, which was very refreshing. But yeah, I'm right there with you. So as we enter the spooky season, be sure to take care of yourself out there, listener. It's a crazy world with Zorb balls and jumper cables on your dick and, you know, sweet vermouth for your gay son. There's a lot to contend with. You just need to keep it real and keep it cool.
Self-care is a myth. Mental health isn't real. You just gotta,
all you need
you
to do.
Raw dog it.
You just need to raw dog it. You need to raw dog it and take my supplements.
You just gotta raw dog. You gotta buy your dick pills. You gotta ruck a little ruck and suck, and you gotta raw dog that mental illness until you don't want to cry anymore. Just work 2 jobs.
Work 2 jobs, do the zap and fap, and call it good.
You work 2 jobs, get a digital girlfriend, no problems. No problems at all. I mean, that's where we're headed as a society. Real shit.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's in love with ChatGPT. It's going to be everyone's girlfriend.
It is kind of sexy when you think about it.
Is it?
Yeah, like Siri has always had a irresistible, illustrious aura. What?
I just, there's a lot of like sexism baked into that. And
she's just
desirable. Really got it. You're a Siri guy. You've always been Siri send tweet. Siri's been your ex-wife for a long time. What about Alexa? Did you ever have a thing for Alexa?
Well, we had a fling. We have known one another.
Did she bolt when you asked her to strap the jumper cables on, or
no. We never got that far.
Sorry, Ben. I don't understand. I'd like to help you, but I can't understand what you're asking me.
Look, dude, I think it brings new meaning to the phrase I'm a sex machine. I just think there were like worse things to be addicted to. Do you think if somebody like dropped one off at your door and no one would ever know? Okay. Riddle me this. You wake up one morning and you go to your door and there's an unmarked box and it says for Lucas from the neighborhood, or like, you know, like it's an anonymous gift, and you open it up and it's like the dick sucking robot 3000, and it's like a fully functional dick sucking robot. Do you use it?
Yeah, I'd probably explore using it with my wife and in the context of our relationship and any others that we invite into the bedroom.
No. Like your wife doesn't know. Your wife doesn't ever find out. It just like lives in the closet. It's just between. No one ever has to know. Do you use it?
Okay, so I gotta stop this. Like, why would it be necessary for me to hide it? Like, that's, I think, the thing that becomes destructive, right? It's not masturbating. Masturbating isn't destructive. It's secrecy, right? It's being deceitful that erodes your soul. It's not actually masturbating. It's being deceitful and being, I guess, selfish. Like, that's the other idea, right? But like, if I get a random package of a car battery delivered to my door and I jumper cable it to my cock, I'm gonna include my wife on that.
No. But it's okay. The guy who was addicted to it was like, it wasn't him and his wife shocking his balls. It was him alone in the goon cave watching porno for days on end, shocking his wiener till the cows came home. And it ruined his life. Full stop. Better than crack.
Right. It ruined his life because it rewarded antisocial behavior, just like driving the motor vehicle. It rewarded antisocial behavior, and it cascaded. We love things that make us feel good, and that's always going to be true. But it's when it becomes something that makes you antisocial and affects the other parts of your life. It's not that strapping a jumper cable to your pee-pee and turning on the car to get your kicks is like inherently bad. It's when you do that to isolate yourself from your community that it becomes something that destroys your life. Because if you're doing that with a group of people, like, that could become something that you could bond over. But this is something that I've read about addiction, is you bond with whatever you're addicted to in lieu of bonding with other people, right? Like, you fill that gap that's in your life. You fill that hole in your heart with something inhuman. And whether that's your ChatGPT girlfriend or a bottle of whiskey or a jumper cable, you know, it doesn't really matter what it is, but the outcome is that it turns you into an antisocial monster who does not contribute to society. And, and the motor vehicle is the same
way. Oh, no. What have I done? What have I done? You're saying to I've garnered an army of antisocial monsters?
Yeah.
The Gooner army?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, addicts maybe.
So you're proving my point, right? If the Gooners come together as an army and they bond together through their shared love of whacking it, then they transcend that antisocial curse of the addiction, right?
So you're saying we need to have a meetup?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sickos only.
Are you a sicko?
Are you a sicko? Does the government want to stop you? Come to our meetup. Has the government tried to stop you from living your life? Well, the government tries to silence us every day, but they won't, because the Gooners will be free, and the Gooners know the power of the truth. Only God knows the truth, baby, and the government can't silence us. So good. It's so good to let his hot fire pulse through my body, you know. There's a spiritual energy of, like, freedom and independence that courses through my veins when his voice comes out of me. There's something invigorating about the voice.
Yeah, and for the feds out there, the voice he's doing is Jesus Christ. Ben is a devout Christian.
We're members of Christian ISIS.
Yeah, like gay Christian ISIS.
How many keywords can we get flagged for? Yeah, I'm not doing too good. Realistically, I don't know. I need to work out.
Yeah, you'll be all right, man. It waxes and wanes. It comes and goes, especially when you have to work on your feet every day and, like, serve people's needs at a whim. Like, it's exhausting, and you got this. You'll be all right. It's okay to have some low points.
What's next, man? So I was looking at some of our email campaigns, and, like, I don't know, the last one had like 40, 50 opens.
Yeah, we just need to get going again. Now that I'm back at single job, this can be my second job, and I'm ready to go. So I'd say we probably hop off the air so that the listeners have to look out for these emails. No.
We can just riff this out with the people.
I need to be able to pace around while I'm discussing this. I can't sit still for any longer, so I need to get off the air.
All right.
That would be my strong preference.
The Gooner Army will have to wait till next week to hear the latest and greatest in traffic deaths content. If you have killed someone with your car, we want to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to us at hello@roadway.report, or... my email is Ben, and Lucas is Lucas@roadway.report. We are the only comedy podcast about traffic deaths.
Sponsored by Chinese jihadist, gay, ISIS, coming straight to your ears.
We have we found a transgendered ISIS, and we're going to make him play women's sports.
Yes, and soon he'll be running for public office in your community. So just get ready, listener. At any rate, stay safe out there, listener. Hit us up at our Roadway Report email addresses, and we will see you on the flip side.
The government is trying to kill your family. The government wants you to drive everywhere, and the government wants you to crash your car. Because when you crash your car, the insurance companies make money. The automobile companies make money. The oil companies make money. Everybody makes money off of you and your hard work. And your family's suffering. And your inability to get above water, baby. You know, when I was a young man and I discovered the bicycle, it changed my life. But as I spent more and more time outside, because I'm not a giant fucking pussy, I realized that the world is built to keep the little guy down. The world is built to keep people like you and me off the streets. They don't want us in the streets. They want us in their cars. They want us at their jobs and buying their shit, man. But they won't stop us. The government can't tell us what to do. The government can't tell us what to do.
Get your ass ready for a comedy podcast
about roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast. Comedy podcast. A certified motherfucking comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together. It's a certified fucking good time. Yeah!